And this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom.
But when our state's budget was in crisis, Phil Bredesen supported higher taxes on us.
A Mid-State Scholar says the seemingly nonstop political ads are just getting started.
I never raised either the gas tax or the sales tax. Congresswoman Blackburn, you've been in Washington.
Annabelle political scientist John Gear has been studying political advertising for 30-some years.
There'll be a huge number of ads bought by both the candidates and by outside groups. And if the Senate race is as close as people expect it to be, you can imagine that there's going to be nonstop, you know, advertising for, you know, the few weeks leading up to the, you know, to the election.
Dr. Gear credits Democratic senatorial candidate Phil Bredesen with producing the best political ads so far. He also gives top marks to Republican gubernatorial candidate Bill Lee. Says Lee's primary ads were remarkably effective.
They were able to, without ever going negative, raise some doubts about the other side's value, given that they were attacking each other and attacking now nominee Lee.
Even though he praises Lee for staying positive, Dr. Gear says those negative ads are valuable. He wrote a book a few years back suggesting that attack ads provide voters with critical information candidates are reluctant to share. Gear says you can also expect to see Tennessee-focused political ads when surfing online. He says candidates like the internet ads because they're cheap and can be precisely targeted for specific types of voters. He does note, however, that researchers have not yet determined exactly how effective the online ads really are.
Phil Bredesen lived the life.
Mike Osborne, WMOT News.